Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hilchasitzes Klal Yud Aleph, and we're looking at Simcha Beis. Motzei Lito Talis Chaver Beloy Daitoy, Bakrei Ba'alma Levorach Alav. The Chayodim mentioned this idea before in the previous Simen. I want to take somebody else's talis, which has sitzes in it, and I'm taking it for mitzvah purposes. We assume he's being makir to me. So we're saying a step further, even if he does not know about it, that I'm taking it, we can assume that there is an automatic intent upon his part that he wants to be makir to somebody who needed for mitzvah purposes. The nichal el inish l'kai mitzvah b'mamonoi. A person wants to do mitzvahs, so if he can lend his talis and thereby somebody else will get the mitzvah sitzes, why would he not want to do that? So we assume he wants to do that. And there's a standing das to be maknet to whoever needs it. It only works if you give it back. You can borrow it and you can make a bracha on it without asking the individual. If the person's available, obviously you should ask the person. And we have this assumption. Now, so the Bisharnim said that this Svora only is true if I return it back in the same state that I got it. So even though we have a Gemara which says a person wants to do a mitzvah, maybe even it costs him something, that's only the cost of doing the mitzvah. So during the mitzvah, there might have been some potential loss. I don't mind doing that. But that afterwards, you can fold it up. You don't fold it up. Well, why should I be mocked into you if you're not returning it appropriately? So I don't have to ask to be mocked under those circumstances. And according to many Rishonim, that would mean that if I did not fold it back and put it back the way I took it, I would not be, retroactively, I did not return it appropriately. So the person was never mocked it to me. He never had intent to make it mine unless I returned it appropriately, which I did not do. So retroactively, I was not yet to the mitzvah. Retroactively, my bracha was a bracha, the levatola. The person should be very careful in that circumstances to fold the talis back in the same way that he took it. And to take it out of that building would also be problematic because maybe the person is not agreeable that it should go out, but he's afraid it might get lost. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham. What about on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, are you allowed to fold your talis back onto its creases? So there's a halacha in Simen Shin Beis, which is based on the Gemara on Shabbos, that's a Mishnah on Shabbos, actually, that folding a garment on its crease, which makes the crease look better by doing so, it strengthens the crease. So a nice creased garment has a nice crease to it. It looks very fancy. So that's considered a form of tikkun of the beged. Some way you're making the beged better. And it's also to do on Shabbos. The Gemara goes through a series of scenarios where it's going to be permitted. If it's a white garment and it's a new garment and there's only one person folding it, etc. But in general, we're going to assume that that's also to do. Many poskim assume that nowadays, we don't know exactly what's considered, what point it moves from being new to being old. So it's better not to do it even by something which is new. What's considered white, what's considered colored, is a talis considered white or is it considered colored? So, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person should not fold his talis on Shabbos on its creases. There are some Rishonim who say that you fold it on the opposite of the crease, or in a different spot than the crease is permitted. And after Shabbos, you would then put it back onto its crease. There is, however, one opinion which the Beis Yosef brings from the Kolbo, which is one of the Rishonim. It says that nowadays our garments do not get affected the way their garments were. They don't have the same type of effect, so that crease is not significant. And there's no problem making a crease or strengthening a crease by folding it on the crease. That's the chiddush of the cowboy. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like it. The Aruch HaShulchan brings that the Minhag Olam, many people do fold their talis on the crease on Shabbos. And he says that it must be they're relying on the kol, but he's not seeming to say that the person should do this. He just says that is the minhag olam. Many people do that, and they must be relying on this kol. So he's saying it as a way to understand how we understand the fact that people are noyig not to be makbet on this halacha. But I would assume that even the Aruch HaShulchan would agree that if a person has a choice, a person should be machmer. So the Magen Avraham says over here, if I borrow the talis on Shabbos, you can't expect me to fold it back. And even if the borrower is makbid, but the owner is not makpid. So the owner says, listen, I would fold up my towels on Shabbos. Why, you know, I'm willing to lend it to you if you don't fold it. If you fold it back correctly, but if you don't fold it, I never want to lend it to you. You're a machmer, so then don't borrow my talus. But there's a kibbeger, which would seem to say that since on Shabbos, it is for this person it is appropriate to be machmer, because that's his shita. He's machmer on the shita that he does not rely on the kolbo. So, therefore, that's part of that idea which said that a person is nechal to do a mitzvah, even if it's going to cost him something, even if it's cost money, for sure it will cost tircha. So he doesn't mind that Reuven doesn't mind if Shimon borrows his talus and Shimon does not refold it, because that's Shimon's sheet that Shimon follows. Even though Reuven would fold it, Reuven understands that some people do not fold it, and he expects they have to do the tircha in these circumstances, and that's the cost of doing the mitzvah, is having the tircha folding yourself after Shabbos. Let's just finish off the last line. Metal shel shutvin chayev es petzitzes d'ksiv al kanfei v'dehem. Talus which belongs to two people is going to be chayev in tzitzes. But even though it belongs to more than one person, it says al kanfei v'dehem, a beged which is their beged, so plural, two people, only one beged, is chayev in tzitzes. So we could have two people, or the case of the kehila, owning a talus together, and everybody's at Chalabas Talis is Chayim and Tzitzis, and a person, when he would take it, can make a bracha and be yet to the midst of Tzitzis with it. Have a good morning.